Oh, good morning. Welcome to the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock and the Gunsmiths.
Hey!
This time the morning on Saturday, 8 to 9, Jonathan Smith, you just heard from him. He is the Gunsmith. We're going to talk about best-selling pistols here in this segment online, some of the best-selling pistols out there. This segment is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing.
That's right. And our good friends at Tri-County sponsored the show for years and years now. I don't remember what year they started, but it's been a long time. And so glad to have them on board, as always.
They do fantastic work, too.
They do. Specialize in the commercial and flat roofs, but they'll do residential as well. So you can get a hold of them at 810-732-7740. Again, it's 810-732-7740. And they want you to know it's only 11 days till bow season.
Isn't that crazy?
It's only 56 days till rifle season.
Yeah.
And it's only 96 days till Christmas.
Wow.
So plan ahead for your fall and your Christmas season. So, and along that note, and remember, you can always go to the GSS.com. That's the Gunsmith Show's website, thegss.com. You can click right on the sponsors right there, and you'll bring it right to their page. That's Tri-County Roofing bringing you this segment of the Gunsmith Show.
I like that you're wearing your prison orange.
Yeah, it's my jumpsuit. I got a big number on the back.
Is there an ankle bracelet on there, too? You got your ankle bracelet?
No, my devices are in my chest, my tracking devices. So, thanks a lot. It's just my orange shirt, and, you know, it's getting close to hunting season, you know.
That's true. And, Hunter's orange. Pumpkin. You
know, I seen something this week I've never seen before. I'm driving on the road, and I saw a sandhill crane, which they're getting to be very prevalent.
I see them all the time.
But this one had been hit by a car.
Oh, no.
And it was sitting on the side of Dort Highway, sitting up, looking at traffic, but it had one leg sticking out to the side. And I went, doggone it, it got hit, you know. Mm. And I had cars all around me, and actually a gravel train was right behind me. So I said, I'm not going to stop, but hopefully somebody, you know, rescued that, you know, because they're so big and they're kind of elegant. They literally scare the crap out of you when you're out deer hunting. I'll be out there bow hunting and it's dead silent. And all of a sudden, the pterodactyls is what I call them. They screech and they'll be so close. They sneak up on you. They don't make noise like deer. They just all of a sudden go, brah! You know, it's like, oh, my God. And if you're a hunter and you've been out there in the fall and had our Michigan pterodactyls come at you, it's
an interesting thing. The other morning I was, you know, I was in the break room warming up my coffee or something. And I saw something out of the corner of my eye. I'm like, what the heck is that? It was huge. And it was moving like back of the parking lot. And I go look outside. This enormous turkey.
Oh, no kidding.
And there's a couple. I mean, it was huge. Yeah. I mean, they're just wandering around looking in the parking lot, picking up bits.
Oh,
yeah. But these are big birds.
They're monster
turkeys
birds.
Are everywhere.
Yeah. They're thick. And turkey season already began. I have not been out hunting for them yet. There's still a lot of underbrush and cover where I hunt. So I usually wait until a little bit later in the season to turkey hunt. But it's only a short window. But I also have soybean and corn up all around where I hunt. So it's like, well, I'm going to wait a little bit. I might not be able to go much turkey hunting this year, but boy, I'm looking forward to deer hunting. So, you know, down south, the hunting season for these Michigan pterodactyls is quite large. And they call them...
Sandhill cranes.
Sandhill cranes. Yeah, they're saying they're delicious.
People eat them.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, they call them like T-bone on stilts or something. Texas has a nickname for them. Okay. So, you know, I talked to them folks down there and they're like, that's a delicacy, getting those birds. So I don't know.
Like a tomahawk steak.
Darn near. Be a little skinny little bone. You could choke on that, that's for sure. But anyways, they are it all started by seeing this, you know, this poor bird getting hit. But I didn't see it get hit, but laying there watching traffic, you know, so felt bad for it. So be careful. You know, if you hit something, stop and check on it. Make sure it's all right. And if it's in you, if you call the authorities, maybe somebody will come out that can rescue it, you know. Used to have some good folks in Genesee County that did that, and maybe in your area you got it as well. So anyways, I wanted to do this thing on best-selling guns, and I dabble with all these websites, and I got some new algorithm thing or something popped up in my phone where a whole bunch of my emails are being like red flagged. Well, 90% of my emails are regarding guns.
Okay.
So it's like, okay, all right, that's enough of that. So I'm trying to shut that off. In the meantime, I'm seeing all these emails that I'm missing because they've been quarantined. And one of them was from guns.com. And guns.com is a interesting site. They sell new, they sell used. So they do a list like every quarter on what's the hottest of the quarter, what's the best selling of the quarter. So it's a little different than what you would find at a local gun store. But
where do
probably
they get the data?
I wonder. It's from what they actually sell on their site.
From their
site.
Okay.
From their sale. So they sell the stuff that you might not see at every gun shop around our mid-Michigan area, but you know, some
they're
of these
nationwide?
Guns. Yeah, they're internet. So they're internet based. So what you do that from them is you buy it and then it gets shipped to your gun dealer.
Gotcha.
And then you
got
to go there and fill
process
out your paperwork. And you
got
to, you know, the price might seem great, but you also have to pay for the processing paperwork at the local store you have it shipped to. And so I got best selling pistols. Then the next segment is going to be best selling rifles. And then the last segment is best selling shotguns. So, and I wanted to see what the trends were. So let's get into, I'm only doing five of each. So the ATI, which is a company that it's been around for a while, ATI Omni Hybrid Max. It's a pistol, but it's also an AR pistol. It is a braced AR-15, basically, but a pistol with a 7.5-inch barrel. Now, it passed all their tests. It did everything right. It is, I guess, one of the bargains, and it's the number one selling pistol they sell on the site, which is hard to believe for me because I thought for sure it'd be a Glock, but it's an ATI Omni Hybrid Max. This thing comes with a 60-round magazine, Dan.
60?
60.
Wow.
AR-15 pistol, super lightweight, 7.5-inch barrel. It's in 5.56 caliber, and they say it's very affordable, and although they don't mention the price, but it's got tons of bells and whistles. So, and it's pretty sharp. It's a cool-looking gun, but limited usefulness. I always look for practicality and usefulness.
Yeah, that's not going to be a self-protection, concealed carry kind of.
No, it's maybe.
Can't use it for hunting.
A truck gun, you know, maybe. But, you know, scenarios could play out where you might need it, but not practical as far as I'm concerned as a hunter here in Michigan, but also one that wants to protect my family. I could see the possible use for it. Might be a real good bedside gun, you know, but it's a 223 as well. Which,
up at the compound out in the woods.
Yeah. But it might be a good
raccoon, scare them off, bear.
Or shooting a coyote that's on your porch, you know, something like that. But it's they're hard to sight accurately, you know? Mm. Because they're a brace gun. They're designed to brace to your arm. So then you got to hold your arm out, and if you're wiggling, you know, you could shoulder if you wanted to, but you're not supposed to. It's a brace gun.
So how many do they sell?
It's a number one selling handgun on their list.
So it doesn't say how many, but
it doesn't say how many. They don't release that information.
Gotcha.
It might have been 14, you know, but they only sold 13 of the next one. So the second gun makes more sense. The second gun on the list from guns.com, the Glock Gen 5. Model 19, but it's a new one they call the COA. And COA means compact with a sight on top. It's coming with the new Aimpoint COA. It's this special new sight from Aimpoint, and it's supposed to be really good. The gun is designed for it, and it is the number two selling gun on their list. So that makes sense. It's a Glock Gen 5 Model 19, so it makes sense. And the Aimpoint ACRO is the main site. This is the miniature version called the COA. Lots of acronyms again. I'm sorry. Here comes more. The third gun on the list, another gun from ATI. The first one was the Omni Hybrid Max. Now this one's called the Alpha Max. Sounds like we're talking about lawnmowers. very similar to the number one gun. Only a little different look and not quite as light, but that's the number three gun. The number four gun, this one makes a ton of sense. The Glock 43X. So this is the number four selling gun. 43X, it's been my go-to now for a while. I love them. In MOS. So meaning it is machined out for optical sights, and these come with 10 plus one magazines, so they hold 11 rounds each, and you can upgrade them. You can use shield parts and upgrade them to go with the 15 plus one magazines, and lots of good stuff to do with 43Xs, but it's a great feeling gun, and they shoot like a dream, so I can understand why it's so good. Now, the Gen 5s in these MOS versions come with a marksman barrel, so you can shoot lead bullets through them as well. With Glock stand, we've always had a problem because of the style of rifling they have in the barrel. We have to use jacketed bullets. We have to use copper bullets. Well, they're more expensive, you know, and I cast my own lead bullets, but I almost never have any made in 9mm because I shoot so many 9mm Glocks. Mm-hmm. You're not supposed to shoot them through that. But with some of the barrels we get, they have normal rifling as opposed to the octagonal or polygonal rifling that's in a Glock. It's instead of having lands and grooves, it has flat sides. So you can always tell a Glock bullet, but it's a Glock patent. They patented this years ago. You can tell a bullet when you find it on a crime scene or in a pull it out of a deer or whatever, if it was fired from a Glock or not. My house got shot up one year, and I pulled one of the bullets out of my roof and I showed it to the cop. I said, "Well, this was shot out of a Glock." He goes, "Oh, did you see him shoot your roof? Did you? Didn't you knew he had a Glock?" I said, "No, it's got polygonal rifling on it, so I know it's from a Glock." "How do you know that?" I said, "Because I know that.
Because I'm the gunsmith."
"Yeah, I am the gunsmith. How dare you?
Don't you know who I am?"
"Kiss my ring." but it was a young police officer, and he's matured since. So,
I'm sure.
But now, the fifth pistol on the list today from guns.com is one that just hit the market. But it hit the market with such, what do you call it, verver?
Fervor.
Thank you. I knew there was, I was missing a f in that. So it's the Springfield Armory's new Kuna. Not Kuna Matata.
Hakuna?
It's the Kuna. K-U-N-A.
K-U-N-A.
Kuna.
Kuna.
Kuna. It is a really cool looking gun.
Is that a dark roast?
I'll take mine half calf. I've had too much caffeine this morning. I'm sorry. But, it's a large format 9mm roller delayed operating system. They say it's incredibly reliable. Guns.com even did a thing where they did they shot it 1,000 times straight, not a single hiccup. So very good. It is a brace gun though. It's another one of these big machine pistol brace guns.
Gotcha.
So, but it has been on the top five list since it hit the market back in June.
Okay.
So it's pretty impressive that it's gone from brand new, just showed up on the covers of magazines, to on the top five list in sales.
At
so,
guns.com, that's their list. Yeah. We're going to talk about some more guns,
rifles,
and shotguns.
I don't talk about guns.com that much, but this time I
just
thought
got
I
in there and found him in his junk folder.
In my quarantined file.
Quarantined file.
Yeah.
So if you've been quarantined.
Jimmy Kimmel, it's been quarantined. I shouldn't say anything, but I did.
We're going to take a break. We'll come back. It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock.